Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, that's me, your obedient servant, as Orson Welles used to say. No stranger to the airwaves in Western Mass, and now causing something of a digital disruption out there in the ether. Anyway, I'm delighted to have you with us as I take a quick look around at what's going on in Western Mass that I think you'd be interested in. That's my mission here. And joining me later in the program will be Mark Auerbach, our arts and entertainment reporter. Arts Beat reporter, as Mark likes to characterize himself. In any event, Mayor Sarno will join with Peter Picnelli, CEO of Peter Pan Bus Lines, to recognize and celebrate the iconic Springfield-based bus company for their 90th anniversary celebration. Now, in addition, the mayor will recognize longtime bus driver Everett Anderson for this 4-million-mile award. Everett has been a Peter Pan motor coach driver for 53 years, since May of 1970. And to put that into perspective, that's 4 million miles as 4.5 trips to the moon, or 40 times around the earth without exact change. Very good, Everett, and very good, Mr. Mayor and Mr. Picnelli and Peter Pan. Human Resources and Labor Relations Director, Attorney William Mahoney, and Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer Judy Kroll has announced today that Springfield is now hiring for seasonal positions. And some pretty good stuff here. Some available positions include Head Recreation Leader, Senior Head Recreation Leader, Therapeutic Recreation Leader, Therapeutic Head Recreation Leader, Lifeguard, Laborer, Golf Attendant. That season runs April through November. Golf Course Worker, the season runs April through November. Seasonal programs run from July 5th through August 11, with the exception of the municipal golf courses, which run from April through November. The hourly rates start at $15 per hour. And if you're interested in applying, you can do so visiting the website. It's governmentjobs.com/careers/Springfield Mass. Maria Rivera, the executive director of hospice of the Fisher Home, has announced that the hospice has adopted a new tagline, Care and Compassion in Your Home or Ours. Developed with the Fisher Homes marketing agency Maureen Sullivan Media, the tagline was created to raise awareness that the Fisher Home not only offers hospice care at its 9-bed residence at 1165 North Pleasant Street in Amherst, but also provides services in cities and towns throughout Hamden, Hampshire, and Franklin counties. The Hospice of Fisher Home is an independent nonprofit hospice, the only one of its kind in Western Mass. Their hospice program has served over 1,500 individuals and their families since opening their doors in 06. New rates for National Grid customers, you can heave a sigh of relief, will be in effect beginning May 1. National Grid said the average monthly electricity bill will go down by about 39% due to the summer rate adjustment proposal filed with the Mass Department of Public Utilities. The summer rates are lower than winter rates due to lower electricity prices driven in part by lower demand for natural gas. National Grid offers customers payment assistance programs including income-eligible heating assistance as well as no-cost energy efficiency upgrades. There's good news as the summer cooling season lies ahead. Officer Curtis McGuire has become American International College's first graduate of the Western Mass Police Academy. Officer McGuire was among the members of the 65th Recruit Officer Candidate Class, saluted in a graduation ceremony held at AIC on Friday of St. Patrick's Day, of course, the 17th. The newly minted officers marched to the music of a bagpipe into the Griswold Theater, where they were welcomed by family, friends, and fellow members of law enforcement. Officer McGuire trained under the campus police for a year and a half before attending the academy and now returns to AIC, where he will serve as a campus police officer. This comes at a time when many police departments around the country are struggling to recruit and to keep officers. What's going on at the museums? Well, the Springfield Museums are presenting Festival of Flowers March 30 through April 2, free with museum admission. More than 40 displays will grace four museums as floral design and botanical whimsy return to the Springfield Museums during the 10th Annual Festival of Flowers. Thoughtful interpretations will bring new perspectives to the objects and exhibits of the art, history, and science museums. Now, the Floral Fashion Show returns during Festival of Flowers After Hours. I like that. Festival of Flowers After Hours on Thursday the 30th from 5 to 8 p.m. And the evening includes interactive activities and refreshments and plenty of time to admire the flowers after hours. Colonel Don Schofield, commander and conductor for the U.S. Air Force Concert Band of Washington, D.C., has put together a diverse and melodious musical repertoire for the band to perform in Springfield Symphony Hall, the concert Sunday, the 26th at 3 p.m. It's a freebie and brought to you by MGM Springfield. And the performance will include an array of musical selections from classic to contemporary, as well as patriotic selections. The program will open with Star-Spangled Banner, close with a salute to our troops, and they will play Sons of Australia by Alex Lithgow and John Philip Sousa's Nobles of the Mystic Shrine, Stephen Sondheim's Joanna from Sweeney Todd, Viet Quang's Moth, John Williams' E.T. Adventures on Earth, Wheels of a Dream, Golden Age of the Xylophone, and more. Tickets for the free concert, sponsored by MGM Springfield, are available at Pride Convenience Stores, Springfield Visitor Center, 1319 Main, and the Security Desk at One Financial Plaza, 1350 Main, Springfield. Well, the City of Springfield's Department of Public Works has announced that they will begin the collection of yard waste Tuesday, April 4. Yard waste will be collected on the same day as recycling is collected. And please be aware that paper yard waste bags that have been left out all winter will not be picked up and will need to be rebagged by the resident. Barrels that contain yard waste will be picked up. However, they cannot have any accumulated water in the barrels. And the Solid Waste Division reminds residents to place yard waste curbside on their recycling day. Yard waste and leaves should be placed loosely in a 32-gallon capacity leaf bag. These bags can be purchased at local grocery or hardware stores. Yard waste, defined as grass clippings, weeds, hedge clippings, garden waste, as well as twigs and brush. Twigs and brush should not be longer than 2 feet in length and 1/2 inch in diameter. Bags and barrels shall not weigh more than 40 pounds when full. The DPW will also pick up branches. Branches can be no wider than 3 inches in diameter and no longer than 4 feet, and must be tied for pickup in manageable size bundles. Residents will still be able to drop off their yard waste at the City of Springfield landfill at Bondi's at no charge during regular operating hours. And those hours are Monday through Friday, 7:30 in the morning to 3:15 in the afternoon, and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. Need additional info on collection days? You can call the city's 311 call center, and that number in 413 area is 736-3111. Now, in a moment, a word about some music at the Westfield Athenaeum. But first, it's time for Mark Auerbach.
The Martha Graham Dance Company, one of America's leading modern dance troupes, returns to the UMass Fine Arts Center March 25th. The program includes Martha Graham's Dark Meadow Suite, a selection of highlights from Graham's 1946 piece Dark Meadow, a preview performance of choreographer Annie Rigney's Get Up My Daughter, and a reimagined version of the powerful Martha Graham classic, Panicle for Innocent Comedians. For details, fineartcenter.com. The Champlain Trio, the Vermont-based ensemble, will perform a program called Brilliant Colors on MOSO's Westfield Athenaeum series, March 23rd. The program includes pieces by Boulanger, Beethoven, and Ravel. For details, westath.org. Stop Time Dance Machine, a dance concert produced by Playhouse on Park's Stop Time Dance Theater, comes to West Hartford March 22nd through April 2nd. The resident dance company, directed by Darlene Zoller, is offering its 14th annual showcase performance. Zoller, a co-founder of Playhouse on Park, recently staged their productions of Pippin in Chicago. For details, playhouseonpark.org. UMass Amherst Department of Music and Dance presents the 42nd Annual Jazz Showcase, March 28th at Bowker Auditorium. Jeffrey W. Holmes directs. The program includes a mini tribute to legendary saxophonist Wayne Shorter, who passed away earlier this year, along with music of Lennon and McCarthy. For details, fineartcenter.com. Brian Culbertson brings the Trilogy Tour to the Bushnell March 29th. This award-winning, elaborately designed concert will include funky instrumentals, pop-sounding tunes, energetic jazz, gospel, lots of horns, and straight-up funk. The Trilogy Tour will feature a mix of songs from the Trilogy albums, as well as the greatest hits from Brian Culbertson's catalog. For details, bushnell.org. John Sayles, the two-time Oscar nominee for his screenplays of Passion Fish and Lone Star, comes to South Hadley's Odyssey Bookstore to present his new novel, Janie McGillivray, The Renegade's Journey, March 29th. He'll be joined in conversation by Daniel Zittrom, who recently retired as professor of history on the Ford Foundation at Mount Holyoke College. For details, odysseybks.com. Tom Sturm, longtime Valley musician, has released a new album, Vague Nerve Reset. Sturm has resurrected a large collection of songs written in the 90s and early 2000s, which were recorded perhaps 12 years ago as raw acoustic and vocal demos. Bob Sparkman, the clarinetist who often performed with Jerry and Karen Noble at venues including Sevenar's Concert Series and the North Hall Festival, has passed away. Rest in peace. And for Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. The Springfield Athenaeum and MOSO, musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, will present the third of a three-concert chamber music series with Harmonia 5 performing on Thursday, April 20th at 7 p.m. This is the second year of MOSO's partnership with the Westfield Athenaeum. Guy McLean, executive director of the Westfield Athenaeum, will offer a pre-performance talk at 6 p.m., which is free to ticket holders. For the concert, it's $25 per person, and you have to get them in advance at the Westfield Athenaeum during business hours, or go online at westath.org. That is westath.org. And thank you very much for being with us on our program today. I enjoy bringing it to you as per usual. I'm Brad Shepherd, and I will talk with you again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.